Just in a few minutes, I want to share a couple of things I've learned with you and maybe turn your attention towards a biblical truth, and we're going to have a prayer time together, and then we're going to sing a little bit, and we're going to talk about Fort Mac and pray for them. In Proverbs, Solomon says this in chapter 1, verses 7 to 9. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Hear, my son, your father's instruction. And forsake not your mother's teaching, for they are a graceful garland for your head and pendants for your neck. There's a couple of things I think you need to know as we start out. First, God's design and plan has purpose. It says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all knowledge. And we're not talking like, ooh, I'm scared, I'm terrified, I'm afraid. We're talking about a respect and an honor and a putting God in his rightful place. And the beginning of understanding and knowledge and wisdom rightly applied would be found in the fear of the Lord. So understanding that God designed the family in our roles, you find it in Genesis 1 and you find it throughout Scripture, that he instructed us to honor those roles and to honor those who fill the role in our life. So God had a plan and a design, and he chose the family unit as the place where discipleship was to happen, an instruction, and he said, I want you to honor those who fill those roles in your life. He puts it in the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20, honor your father and mother, that your days may be long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. And in Ephesians, Paul says this in chapter 6, verses 1 to 3, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it might go well with you, and you may live long in the land. So God's design and plan has a purpose, and he instructs us to honor those who fill those roles that he designed. Secondly, parents or mothers and fathers are given a unique responsibility to raise and prepare their children. Our passage says that we are to listen to instruction and not forsake teaching. And I want you to understand this morning that not every situation is ideal. Every year we come to Mother's Day. Some of you are grieving the fact that you've lost your mother. Some of you are dealing with the fact that you've longed for biological children and you haven't had them. Some of you, God has called you to a role of singleness. And for some of you, you look and you say, there's nothing about my situation where I could actually say something good or something honoring. That the person that gave me life is, horrible, or selfish, or you can fill in the blanks. And I'd love it if Scripture gave us an out or said, honor them if they're worthy of your honor. But it says to honor. And it says to honor those who fill this role, this unique role and responsibility in raising and preparing. And you know, as we learn from people, they model for us and instruct us on life and relationship. And I think in the family of God, you have people who fill the role of mother in a very unique way. I mean, just think of someone who models for you life and models for you relationship and models for you how it is that the integration of your faith and practice in your life works. I mean, God designed it so that we would learn and see what it's like to be guided by his word, to be responding in thanksgiving and worship to God's person and work, to be relying on his promises and counting on his intervention as he's living and mighty and active, what it looks like to live authentically. And so it says, hear your father's instructions and forsake not your mother's teaching, for something good will happen. It also talks about the posture of children of all ages. I want you to see that hearing and listening is the absolute opposite of rebellion. And the Bible talks about the sin of rebellion being like the sin of witchcraft. And it condemns it. And so if you're here, you're obviously a child. And if you're here, no matter what age you are, I want you to hear this carefully. Do not reject, do not forget, do not ignore, but hear, listen, and respond to those who model for you, who teach and invest for you, and who fulfill that unique role for you. And it says if we do that, there'll be a promise of blessing. It'll be like a beautiful adornment. So many of you are here. Some of you have bought gifts. Some of you are frantically thinking about what you're going to pick up at No Frills or the Esso gas station on your way out. Some of you have resolved to make a phone call this afternoon. But can I give you some practical so what things as you think about honoring your mother today? First, God set a design. And his design is that the family unit, and we're called the family of God, be a place where it's modeled, taught, instructed, where you're guided, where you've got people investing in you and at an age of responsibility and accountability, releasing to you freedoms. He's designed all of that. And the Bible says he prepared works for you in advance to participate in. And it also says that even if your situation is less than ideal this morning, that he redeems it all for his glory if we let him. Today you need to understand this. God has set a design and he has a place for you to participate in this role. Would you embrace today being ones, men and women, who practice biblical fatherhood and motherhood, both in the families biologically that God has given you and in the family of God? Secondly, we need to be people who are obedient. And God says very, very clearly over and over in Scripture that we're to show honor to those who fulfill those roles. And so as that's instructed by in Scripture and as it's modeled by Jesus on the cross, my question for you today is, how are you going to show honor to people who have modeled, instructed, passed on, act biblically in the role of motherhood in your life, and biologically, as God knew where he was placing you and did so with intention? Thirdly, if you're here today and you're carrying a load of hurt, I've got great news for you. Man, everybody hear this. You can give that to Jesus and choose the path of forgiveness and wholeness. He's living and active and he takes it away. Deal harshly with bitterness and issues of rebellion when it comes to your parents' instruction and investment in your life. Let the hurt go. Don't carry it. Don't let it sit in your soul. For the cross is big enough to take it away. And finally, hang on to a promise. Let God bring, through your obedience, blessing. Now, I love that the Bible uses jewelry, obviously. Men, pay attention. Garland, you know. But God will bless our obedience in honoring in this way. So I'm going to get you to stand, and I'm going to get you to pray with me. We're going to pray through this. Allow me to lead you in prayer. Father God in heaven, today we realize and recognize that you created the family, and you created roles in the family, and you created it to be the center for discipleship, and that in your perfect plan, we had roles to embrace. And we also recognize, Lord, that sin has come into the world and many of our situations are less than ideal and less than perfect. And we thank you, God, that that doesn't mean your design is flawed or your intention has changed, but that you're about redeeming those situations. And so, Lord, for those who deal with pain and hurt and brokenness in their life, I pray that you would restore them and that you would help them see that you would lift the veil and they would see that in the family of God, the roles exist and there's a place for them to practice biblical motherhood. And for those who have children and who have, and maybe their eye has been taken off of, this is the center for this kind of instruction. Lord, I pray that you would renew in them the hope. And for those of us that think back and we look at how that role has functioned in our life, Lord, build the thanksgiving and appreciation in us. Secondly, Father, reveal to us how we would best honor those people, be it a call, be it a gift of love, be it a letter or a card, or, Lord, show us and give us the ability to express honor well, one to another, and to those that you have placed in the role of mother in our lives. Lord, give us the freedom, as people here today that carry hurts, Lord, as we want to lay them down and we want to say, this hurts me still, God, would we choose the path of leaving it at the cross? And Lord, would you do a miracle work, a mighty work in the lives of these people that I love, taking the burdens and the pain and the rebellion and the not listening and the forsaking. And Lord, would you change our hearts and would you heal those things? And finally, Lord, I pray that the blessing you promise would be realized by those who embrace their role and show honor and are obedient to you. Hear us, Father, and speak to us, we pray, and receive of our praise in Jesus' name. Amen.